okay, without any conversation or discussion yet, I want to work on just the first two measures of May Night. So we had switched these to Lose. And here are just my first two pitches. So that would be bass and then it's tenors, right? Okay, here we go. Should be a nice good octave. Again, go. Good, now we do not, in sections, agree on that vowel yet. We have some low. Okay, there's like three different vowel sounds that are all kind of mixed in there. We'd like it to stay nice and forward and on the tip of the tongue. This tongue touches the top teeth, and then it immediately just goes flat. Your turn to go. Good. Basically, we have a little kind of revving up kind of thing. Good. Basses, that was an improvement, our first start. Tenors. Now do all four parts. You make your loo sound like this rather than this. Good. Now it's under the pitch. Sorry, what pitch? Again, and go. Sing that on an A, just the whole chord, all parts. Go A. Listen again. Get up on top of that basis. Again, A and sing. Who's got the root of the chord? Okay, so that's actually what needs to really give us the foundation a little bit louder without being flat baritones. Again, all together, A, and sing. Now one at a time. Now switch it to Lou. Yes, I am going to change tempos. It's not all just going to be the same all the way through those two measures. Okay, the cutoff. Everyone cuts off right there, except for the basses, obviously, which are starting our next loo pattern, okay? But we got to get the cutoff upper three voices. Give us a fresh B-flat. Good. Now we're going to get that tenor, when I switch the tempos, we're going to get that all together, and that's going to be pretty darn good. One more time, thanks, David. Good. Now, why? Why did Brahms, because even in the musical score, I mean, that's pretty much what the piano accompaniment was. That was before any singing was done. But this is pretty much what he did. Not quite like that, but it was pretty much what Brahms had originally written. So what does that have to do with the words following? What was that? Sets the scene, but how? What? Listen one more time. There's not necessarily a correct answer to this, but just listen again. What do you think Brahms is trying to do with the first two measures?
some of that could be wind blowing, the shining of the moon. Sort of pastoral type sort of imagery. So as we're singing these lus, we too have to get the listener to find out that we are in this lovely little meadow, bushes and trees and the cooing doves and all this kind of stuff. We have to set that up in these two measures. So how do we do that when all we're doing is lu? Well, there's a couple things that we can do. One is the tone of our voices, the way that we interpret the chord progressions, but two, it's also the looks that we have on our faces. This has to be that we are in the happy little meadow, okay, with all of our little tree friends. Bob Ross is painting a picture over on the side there, okay, with his little pocket squirrel, okay. All these lovely little images of just wonderfulness has to be here in the first two measures of the song. Let's have a fresh E-flat. Just do the B-flat for right now. Put something on your face that says pleasant, happy meadow, and try it again. Good. Now, some of you have got it down. Some of you, I didn't see a change from the first time to this time. It was still kind of blinky faces. Okay? There has to be that moment where you see something in the far-off distance and you focus in on it and you sing to it as if it was the May night. It was the moon. It was the tree. It was the lovely woman that you're singing about. There has to be a moment where you see it. And it has to be before you actually sing the first lu. That breath that you're taking in has to breathe in that object that you're about to sing about. To be emotion behind the breath, and there has to be purpose behind the first sound. Try that again. Good. So I'm giving every single note right now. So just come along with me. No rotary tuners. Okay. That was better. I did see some improvement in how we interpreted that, at least physically and with bodies. We're going to try that again. So there's two ways that we can do this. We can all breathe in at the same time and then just wait till we make the first sound. Or you have to be breathing in correlation with when you make your first entrance. But we all have to have faces involved. Probably going to be easier, at least for right now, if we all breathe together and then just sing when it's our time. Try that for right now. Ready to go? Good. Now, the only people that switch pitch are the tenors. Everyone else is just kind of hanging there. But you have to make it seem like you switch pitch. Lees. Instead of just lees. Or, yeah, you know what I'm going. I don't have to get another example. Can we start when the? Ready again? No. That's lazy. When the silvery moon... Tell the story. When the silvery moon... When the silvery moon... Which storyteller are you going to listen to? Okay? Come on.
When the silvery moon shines through the
good, now tenors, please, just tenors do it and go. Yeah, look at this though. fingers again and sing. Leaves. Good, can I hear just my basses and well, basses and leaves. When the silvery. Ready and sing.
When the silver.
Make the very first word have character. Again and go.
When the silvery moonshine.
You give me strings on each word. Again and go.
When the silvery moonshine.
Good. Now we're going to be careful. The L and the silvery.
When the silver. When the silvery moon.
Again and go.
When the silvery moon.
Good. Great until moon. It was really, really nice. Then moon.
When the silvery moon. When the silvery moon.
Is that what the leads to, I think, right? Okay.
When the silvery moon.
Again and go.
Still
go. Okay, I'm way overdoing it again. But it has this sort of all of a sudden like you got pocket protectors and tape on the glasses. Okay?
When the silver moon
shines through the. Don't let it dumb down, okay? Alright, let's have all four parts. When the one, two, again, I'll go.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when her veil drowsy light over the fields she throws.
Good, now let's barbershop it. Okay? Sing it like this was down our way. Okay, and sing when the silver moon. We still want to have proper vowels, but sing it like this is down our way. When the, ready again.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when her pale drowsy light over the fields she throws.
Okay, good, good, good. There were some differences made that helped that. Helped it overall. Now, some of it was a little oversung in a few places. We had a few kind of voices soloing and sticking out kind of a thing, but it felt better. It felt to me like we did the when her pale drowsy light that had the sound of policemen, okay, say how do you do? It had that sort of feel to it. So we need to find ways to sort of barbershop the Brahms. Okay? We can do it. We can do it. Let's start again with the silvery. Have a stand this time. This time, really try to balance within the sections. Make sure you are not standing out. Sing it as if this is an old polecat song. Thank you.
Sorry.
When the silvery. Here we go.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering.
Of that where the chords were just barbershop right where they need to be. The chords were ringing, intonation was good. We need to fix a couple spots. Have a seat. And let me stare at my music here for a second. The warble still has way too much R in it that affects our pitch. That is a really hard just word to sing.
warbles is hard. We don't love that tonality enough. Almost a falsetto to more of a chest voice. And I hear a flip in there. We don't want to know that you're doing a flip. Let's keep it just nice and floaty. Two, tenor, and go. That and bass. One, two, and the sing. Good. Add berries. No lead. Ready and go. Good. Tones. All parts. One. Can you do it? Ready and go. Yeah. Isn't that what you do, right? Yeah. And the same thing as the baritones, you have two beats of a note. Can you hear those two parts? Sing warbles. Ready and go. Bases with them. Sorry. And go. Yeah, and listen to where you end. Nothing in there for color. Okay, so it has to be very accurate. Your turn on warbles. Push it up. Warbles. Again, add all four parts. So leads are going. Warbles. Here we go. That's the tenor, and that's the lead. Ready and sing. Wobbles?
Wobbles.
Would
you hear it?
Wobbles. Wah. I don't know if wobbles is quite right, but wobbles.
Wobbles.
I think if you went to wobbles, it would sound like you were affecting it and changing.
Wobbles.
I guess if you're from Boston, maybe wobbles. Wobbles.
There's just too much tendency to sing the R.
I know. We gotta get rid of the R altogether. We just gotta sing.
Wobbles, wobbles. Try wobbles, wobbles.
Kind of, it's sort of in between a little bit. Sing it one more time, warbles.
That's the tenor. That's again, and go.
Now make the W less.
Again. And the nightingale this time. Ready and sing. It had this instead of warbles and the nightingale warbles and the nightingale warbles. Okay, there's a difference between how we can affect that. That was really nice. We had weird intonation we've never had before on the pale, drowsy light. I think some of it is because we feel like that has to be very, very loud for some reason. We are like, in her pale, drowsy light over the fields. When her pale, drowsy light—it's drowsy. When her pale, drowsy light over the field she throws. Just needs to just kind of float. I took some liberties in there with some scooping and such to do just a little bit of text painting. But we don't have to have that much volume for that. Can you sing "When Her Pale"? Saying we got to get rid of. What over was the first one, but it was not the one that we had the most egregious landing. It was where? Fields. Yeah. Over the fields she throws, and just everything went back here. Over the fields she throws. Sing "When Her." Just those first two pitches. First two words. "When Her." Ready and sing. Again and go.
When
her. Again and sing.
When her pale.
When her pale. Yeah, gotta get all the way up to that tail. Close. Listen, if I can play all the parts correctly here. Your turn. One, two, three. Make it all about the moon. One, two, again, and go. Tuning and a lot of ear work. Listen to I Go. There's only three pitches in that because we double up on the G flat between the leads and the basses. So the leads and basses go like this. Wide interval to unison. Can I hear leads and basses sing I Go? This time.